The five-month budget deal, now approved by the Senate, buys about a three-month hiatus before a much more difficult argument over 2018. But as human resources expert Jeff Neal points out, this latest package for fiscal 2017 is mostly good for federal employees. Jeff, who is Senior Vice President at ICF International, joins me now. And I guess you did find some good things in the budget, huh, Jeff?
I did. When you look at this thing and look at what had been proposed, this is actually not a bad deal. The president had proposed pretty radical cuts for a lot of agencies to take place during FY17, which we're 7 months into. And so those, for the most part, didn't happen. And I wasn't surprised that they didn't happen. Most of the people on the Hill are not crazy, and they know, particularly appropriators know, that if you tell an agency 7 months into the fiscal year that they have to whack their budget, they can't do it. They really just don't have a way to do it under the existing rules and do it in a way that makes any sense at all.
And so looking at what did come through, there are no layoffs and the hiring freeze is over. So it seems like things are hunky-dory, at least until 2018. And that's when they're really talking about cuts. That could be...
The president still has very large cuts proposed for 2018. And there are agencies that are that have not lifted the hiring freeze. EPA is still talking about doing buyouts soon and planning for reductions. And if you think about it, it puts agency heads in a really terrible position. If you're an agency head and you get your budget for 17 for the next 5 months, and there's no big cut in it, but the president you work for has proposed cutting your agency significantly next year. Some people would argue it's irresponsible to start hiring right now because the president's budget calls for cutting your agency. Other people would say, well, you've got a mission to accomplish. You've got the money this year. You should go ahead and hire people. And so I think it puts them in kind of a dilemma. And I have seen some interesting approaches. And if you look at what DOD put out in the last few days, they're encouraging people who aren't sure about their particular program to use temp and term employees and not go out and rush out and hire a lot of full-time permanent people right now. And it might be that other agencies would want to consider the same thing.
Because you point out, too, that A76 competitions to use contractors for what federal employees might have done are still sort of banned under this budget.
They are. That's a prohibition that's been in place for quite a few years now. And I was a little surprised to see it. I thought with Republican control of the House, the Senate, and the White House, that they might be interested in going back to A76. But this deal keeps a ban on it. It also does continue the restrictions on cutting programs without congressional approval. There's been a history going back to the beginning of the Republic where the House and Senate didn't like it when the president didn't spend the money they appropriated. They call it impoundment. There was actually an impoundment act that was passed during the Nixon administration because Nixon was impounding billions of dollars. So this does say that they can't cut a program by more than 10% or $5 million, whichever is less, which should also make for some interesting decisions for some agencies where the president is proposing to cut them quite a bit in 18. They may not want to do a lot of hiring, but they can't underspend by very much, or they'll get in trouble with the impoundment law.
I'm trying to remember if it's been invoked any time in recent years.
I don't think any presidents have violated it. So I don't think it's been necessary because, when I was researching the Impoundment Act a week or so ago, I was trying to see how much the administration could simply and what I found is that what's supposed to happen is if the president impounds money and the Congress believes it is a violation of the Impoundment Act, then the Comptroller General, the head of GAO, who's a member of the legislative branch, is supposed to take them to court, take the president to court. I don't think it's ever been done. I've not seen any cases of it being done, and I not quite sure that it ever will be done.
We're speaking to Jeff Neal. He's Senior Vice President at ICF International, former Chief Human Capital Officer, at the Homeland Security Department, and you're also looking ahead to 2018 in your most recent column, and this is where the big battle is going to happen. I guess the question now is whether it will happen on deadline September or whether it will happen during when it's supposed to happen, which is the session that starts soon.
I'd be willing to give you a very large wager that it's not going to happen on time, and we'll have a budget signed and in place on October 1st. You know, it's been well over a decade since all of the appropriations bills have been passed on time for the beginning of the fiscal year. And it seems like our budget process is still broken. You know, this thing is, we're 7 months into a year and people are celebrating the fact, hey, we got a budget. Well, we were supposed to have that budget for the whole year 7 months ago. So I would be really surprised if I saw a budget by October 1st of this year. The process got broken in part, you know, when they got rid of earmarks, they took away the grease that lubricated the appropriations process. They could always get deals made by giving pork to the district. And without earmarks, they can't do that. And so I would be surprised if they got a budget on time.
And then the president tweeted that maybe a good shutdown would bring the Republicans and the Democrats to heel. That was kind of an odd one, I thought. What do you think, looking at this from federal employees' point of view, what are they likely to see in that?
They're going to see something that scares them and probably irritates them. That tweet wasn't useful. And so I think most Republicans, though, are not very interested in the idea of shutdown in September, because they know that if there's government shutdown, you know, the polls typically show that when the government shuts down, the Congress gets the blame. And so when the Republicans control the House and the Senate and the White House, if they shut down the government, they're going to take the heat for it. You know, they've got enough votes to pass a budget in the House and the Senate. So if they have a shutdown, they're going to take the heat, and I don't think they're going to do that. And, you know, I'm sure you've seen a number of times that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has commented that he does wish the president would tweet a bit less, a lot less, like not at all. Because these things kind of get in the way of negotiation. These budget negotiations are not easy to do. I mean, people have some very deeply held beliefs about the budget. And so getting a deal is a very difficult thing. And you know, where I said that earmarks were the grease that lubricates the budget process, tweets like that are the sand that you can throw in the gears of the budget process that cause it to not work very well.
Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President at ICF International, former Homeland Security Chief Human Capital Officer. As always, thanks so much. Find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.